exciting. We're live. Second week in a row, just managed to get ourselves together in time for 4:40 for tea time. Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, actually. Do you know what? I've had a really good week this week. I don't know why, but I have. The sun's coming out. The kids have gone back to school. I think it makes a massive difference, doesn't it?
I can imagine, yep.
I know you've got your doggies. Is that right? Your dogs? Your doggies? One dog, two dogs?
Three dogs.
Three? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I know. That's
a job in itself. So, today, growth at tea time, or growth and tea, or tea and growth, which, whatever it is, it's 20 minutes, isn't it? Well, 15 minutes for us to just do a bit of marketing chat before we go on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
And I'm going to implement a few new rules today. I know you think I'm a bit of a bossy boots on Clubhouse, but I'm going to definitely implement a few new rules. But let's talk about marketing and PR. And I think it's really great if we share some of the kind of topics that are coming up. So I don't know if you saw that I shared with you some of the things that we were talking about last week. I think one of the things that kept coming up is everyone wanted social. My microphone is on. Everyone wanted social media help. They're all asking for social media and Instagram. And I got the impression that people think that their business is going to live or die by Instagram. And unless you are a very specific type of business, I kind of think like if you're selling a product and it's really affordable and someone can just see it and sort of buy it and you can use Instagram ads and stuff, that's great. But for a lot of businesses, you're going to need more than just an Instagram touch point, aren't you?
Yes. And I hear it so much. And actually, I saw something in a Facebook group that I was in earlier and I was like, oh, I'm going to get Emmy's take on this. And she asked the question about needing a marketing manager. And she said, but how is that different to a social media manager? I was just
right.
I was literally just like,
Janine is saying there's more to life than Instagram. Janine, I love that. It's almost like we planted you as a speaker to say there's more to life than Instagram. But there is. I think Instagram's connected to Clubhouse. So obviously if you're on Clubhouse and not like we are, then you've got to have a bit of an Instagram profile. But I don't think I've ever won any business through Instagram. I have won a little bit of business through LinkedIn, but even with LinkedIn, you know, with any social platform, it's just a touch point. And people need to know, like, and trust your brand. They need to see social proof. They need to see recommendations. They need to read case studies. They need a lot more than just a social media post. I will say, though, that I do get tempted by social media ads, and I do sometimes buy things that are totally inappropriate. But that's, I think they know that I'm one of those people that just buys. And I've stopped doing it because a lot of the stuff that's advertised on Instagram is absolute toot. I bought something, I think, for 600 quid the other day and had sent it back immediately. So social media is not the full gamut of marketing by a long way. Is gamut a real word or not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Janine, you're using all these big words. I don't know what gamut is. But social media is not exactly the... So what was so great, Laura, was last week we had Peter, didn't we? And Peter's like a really traditional trained marketer, and he trains people how to be marketers. Mm. And, you know, he was talking about how promotions is just a small part of marketing, and social media is just a small part of that, and Instagram is just a small part of that. So it's really interesting when everyone comes on and asks questions, and so often they're talking about Instagram, they think that that's going to change their business, and it's not. So we were really getting back to basics, weren't we, and sort of saying, you know, who's your ideal customer, what's their problems, what are their dreams, how can you solve their problems, and what, how can you connect with them in a way that's meaningful with your messaging, how can you find them where they are. That could be on Instagram, but it could be on LinkedIn, or it might not even be on a social media network.
Yeah, totally. And this is the thing. So this morning I started the group training program that I'm doing. And, you know, it's mainly teaching people how to get their own publicity. But for anything, you have to go back to basics and you have to know what your message is. You have to make sure it's landing with the right person, which means that you need to know who your ideal client is to know if it's landing with them. And it's almost, this should be like a business 101.
I know. But can I just say, Laura, it is difficult to do it for yourself. I struggle to do it for myself. I can literally go into a client's business and swoop around and just get rid of all the, you know what, and just say, this is it. But to do it for yourself is sometimes really difficult. I know Janine, you know, I've had Janine help me in the past, and I'm sure, you know, maybe you find it difficult to do your own PR. I don't know. But it's always difficult to do it for ourselves, isn't it? And I think that's why people come on quite confused, and someone's probably told them, you've got to be on TikTok, you've got to be on Snapchat, or, you know, some of my clients sometimes will say, what about Snapchat? And I'm like, but your clients or your customers aren't even there. You know, it's like totally not the right platform. You know, if you want to give it a test, that's fine, because I always say, you know, you can test platforms. But what I see is people spending, Janine saying, so difficult to do it for yourself. It's so difficult. That's why having an outside perspective, a mentor, a coach, someone like Janine or me or you, or, you know, there's so many people out there to almost like help you see the wood for the trees, because it's almost impossible to do it for yourself. I get distracted though, but what I was going to say is I see lots of prospective clients who think that Instagram or PPC or something is going to change their business. And it's not, because if they haven't done the strategy before they do the tactics, then the results aren't going to come.
Yeah, totally. And I think as well, you know, as kind of entrepreneurs and solo business owners, we haven't been to entrepreneur school. Like, nobody's kind of teaching you, this is actually how to run a business. This is everything that you need to figure out, you know, from the start. We're all just kind of fumbling around in a way until we find, oh, actually, yeah, this works. Yep, this feels good. Yes, I really enjoy this. And I was saying to the ladies this morning, you know, the internet gives us so many incredible opportunities, but it then means that we have so many more people in our ear saying, you need to do this to grow your business, or you need to do that to grow your business. And when you're starting out, you haven't got a huge budget to try everything.
I think Angela's just saying an outside perspective is imperative. It's so important, and she's right. And also, I find that the other, you know, the internet's great, isn't it, in that there's so much content, but in a way it's also overwhelming, and there's people that aren't probably experts in their space suggesting to do things which might be right for their niche but might not be right for you. And I think that's the other thing, the too many experts telling you to do conflicting things, and that's when it becomes really overwhelming, and you're like, I don't know, should I be doing I remember a female physiotherapist, so basically she was helping women with female problems, say, talking about being on Twitter, and I was like, if someone's got a problem with themselves that's like an intimate problem, they're going to want to go to someone they know, like, and trust. So it's much better that you spend your time building networks and building relationships and connecting with doctors and, you know, really going to where your audience is, but also to people that they trust, than being on Twitter, because, you know, let's face it, you're not going to see someone on Twitter and then suddenly decide to go and see them for that, are you?
No, not really. And actually, one of my clients the other day was asking questions, because she's transitioning at the moment from her corporate career into her own coaching business. And she was like, oh, what would you kind of type into Google? And I said, to be honest, I'm quite unique in people drop into my world when I kind of have that problem that needs solving. I very rarely go to Google to search anything, because people just kind of land in my network when I need them. So I was almost like, I honestly don't know, because I've never had to do it. And I think this is the other thing as well. We get so kind of caught up in what other people are doing, and it's almost, ask, you know, we're all on social media. Ask people questions to get the answer.
Janine, she's watching this now. She's coming, you know, she's on the panel. She's a big one, and I am, about, you know, calling up your five ideal clients and just having a chat with them. Or, you know, what I do now is I have a little form for when someone has a strategy call with me, and I have a form and they're onboarding. And so in that experience, you can ask them questions and you can hear in their own language how they speak. Obviously, you can look at reviews, you can look at testimonials, you can look at all those kind of things and see what people are talking about, what words they use, how they talk about the transformation, what they think is great about your business or your product. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, and actually, on a totally different side note, I've only ever had one client, I think, that's found me through SEO, and that wasn't a good relationship because they didn't already know, like, and trust me. And I then had to spend time during our sessions getting them to know, like, and trust me, whereas actually I just want someone who already knows, like, likes and trusts me because they've seen me around, or they come as a recommendation or referral, and then it's much easier. So again, I think SEO can be fantastic. It especially depending, you know, one of my clients, all their business comes from SEO. They're a publisher, and, you know, they're doing incredibly well. They get a huge amount of traffic and it's perfect. But for something like you and I, yes, someone might find us through a Google search, but then they're going to be comparing us with three other people, and it's probably going to come down to price because they don't know that the value that we can bring because they don't know about us. So definitely, you know, there's another tactic, SEO, that no one asks about that, do they? In our Friday night sessions, no one asks about SEO, no one asks about PPC.
Email marketing.
No one asks about email marketing. We did get someone last week trying to catch us out with a very difficult question about the new cookie rules or tracking or something like that, but I've actually been swatting up on that, so I won't get caught out again. But yeah, lots of different questions. And to be honest, we like to be asked questions that we don't know the answer to, because it actually means that we have to go and find out. And so I have actually been doing a bit of research on that one.
He was very unique, though. He was almost bringing a problem that he had a solution for that he could then talk about. So I don't think many people are going to come and ask us that question again.
Exactly. But if they do, we'll be prepared. And you know what, Janine? Janine, I'm going mad. I just saw a comment from Janine. You know what, I'm Laura. It is good to be challenged. It's good for people to ask us questions that we don't know about, because, I mean, I don't. Janine said email marketing's dead, but then she's got a smiley face.
Yeah.
I was like, email marketing's dead. Janine, you love email marketing. But yeah, it's good to be challenged, isn't it? It's good to be put out of comfort zone. We're definitely not going to know the answer to every single question, because it's like a fire hose of questions for an hour and a quarter. But we love it. And if we don't know the answer, we can go away and we can swat up on it, and then we can get back in touch. And actually, that is something that, when I've got my head around this new rule, Google's been sending emails out about it, I can definitely share it with everyone, because, you know, it is relevant to some people for sure. So we're on in a few minutes, aren't we? Is there anything else that you'd like to share before we leave to have a quick break before we hop into Clubhouse? Anything that's come up in the last... We had a lot of bakeries last week, didn't we? Did we have two people with an online bakery?
Yeah, we did, yeah. But the thing is, the questions that we get, usually we sound like a broken record with our answer, because it is... Partner with other businesses who have a similar audience to yours.
Okay.
Do your research, know who your ideal client is, and figure out where they're hanging out. It's the answer to everything.
It is. I think that's the basics, isn't it? And yeah, I mean, marketing's such a massive topic, isn't it? It covers everything from, like, branding and pricing. You know, there's so much to be talked about. And it feels that we're just scratching the surface. And I suppose it's also our responsibility to try and explain to everyone there that it's not just about social media, and actually there's other things that they can use to have a successful business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think as well, you kind of touched on it at the start of this conversation, is if you're product-based, then a platform like Instagram can work really well for you. But if you're service-based, you're having to work a lot harder to kind of educate people on what it is that you do, why they need you, where they come into your kind of world, what part of their business cycle do they need you. So I think there are other platforms that allow you to do that better. I don't think that's a very good use of the English language, but
Janine saying marketing is actually really simple, don't tell anyone. I'd love to hear your three simple tips, Janine. In fact, I'm going to ask Janine that when we're on Clubhouse, and then we can share it here next week. But I think that's the thing. I think the thought of it all can be very overwhelming. And when you just bring it back to basics, like I always say, how can you stand out in a crowded market? How can you differentiate yourself? That's kind of key, isn't it? There's so many of us. There's so many growth consultants, so many PR agencies, so many marketing consultants, and there's so many businesses selling whatever you're trying to sell. You've got to stand out and be differentiated, and that comes through from your brand and your offering and showing up. And yeah, there is a lot to it, though. There's a lot to marketing. It's kind of like quite a big topic, isn't it?
Well, it's huge. Like, social media, like we've all said, is just one teeny tiny part of this massive kind of puzzle that we could all be utilizing better, but we don't for whatever reason. But
Janine's saying what you guys said, get clear on who you're targeting and why they'd buy from you. And actually I did that with one of my clients, which was really nice. I basically looked at all their customer reviews and I said, you know, what is it that differentiates you? I looked at all the customer reviews. The customers were saying, this is why I buy from you. What's the transformation? All the customers were saying it. And what was the other thing? I can't remember what the other thing, you know, it was something like, what are their problems in their own words? So, you know, you could get all of that from your client testimonials, your customer reviews. Janine's saying she loves Laura. Do you mean Laura Perks on this LinkedIn Live? I think she does. I think she loves you. It's good to have you, Janine. We've got one person listening. We've obviously got one person listening, which is Janine, and she's giving us some love. So that's great. And I think we should cut it off because we need to be in Clubhouse in 4 minutes. So yeah, we'll get over there. It's been really great, Laura, to catch up with you again. I will make some notes of the exciting topics that come up this week. Hopefully we'll get some non-social media ones as well. Not that I don't like social media, I do, but it's good to have a whole breadth of exciting things to talk about. And then we'll go and have our celebratory drink afterwards, won't we?
I did actually buy a little bottle of wine to have this evening because I very rarely drink. I don't ever want to open like a big bottle because then I'll drink it all. And I was
I've got half a bottle of champagne. It's I'm getting old. I can't buy a whole bottle anymore in case I drink it all. So anyway, let's get going. We need to get into Clubhouse and have fun there. But it's been great to see you here again. Bye.
See you later. Bye.